You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Before we get ahead of ourselves, we'll take a look at how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, that's Makwe Maselela, to take a look at today's market movements. Good evening, Makwe. Thanks so much for the time. Lovely to speak to you again. It looks as though financial stocks are back in favor. They're up about 1% on the day. But overall, it was a green day across the board, across all of the sub-indices.
You know, evening to you, Jimmy, and to your listeners, and very interesting day indeed, you know, to think that for a better part of the day, we were in the red. You know, it's only the last 30 minutes or so where we saw a nice jump. I mean, the very same financials, you know, around the past 4 or so, they were kind of flat. But now the European markets, we know that they continue to end up the day, you know, unfortunately, negative. But the U.S. markets, they continued to be up for the since they opened the session. And I think with us, it's a question of, listen, let's try to digest what is happening with the developments, you know, when it comes to the political scene in the U.S. And, Jimmy, we know that people have their own thinking and expectations, but so far, markets are looking more into the prospect of Trump, too. Yes, we are happy that at least we ended up the day in the positive after having a nice week last week. I think the oil share itself was up around 1.8% for the whole of last week. But yes, all these gains happened mainly in the lighter part of the trading session.
Marco, you mentioned Trump too. There was an assassination attempt on the gentleman over the weekend. And did that have an impact on the markets? How are markets responding to that?
You know, if we recall, the US dollar at some point was pushing higher because people were starting to factor in the possibility of Trump coming back. And mainly after that debate that they had, the first presidential debate. But now this, now what happened over the weekend, is like kind of pushing the fact that, yeah, most certainly the guy stands to have a good chance to be able to win. And the US dollar, we saw it continue to benefit out of that. Remember, with the Trump administration, market participants expect to see the likes of looser regulations when it comes to climate change, including the likes of cryptocurrency. And also they expect to see some continuations when it comes to the corporate tax cuts, personal tax cuts, stuff like that. But we know that he might also start putting on tariffs. Hence, you get another section of the market participants saying taxes will be going up in a way that the tariffs will be checking up. So if you check up tariffs, then it means whatever that will be buying will be a little bit more expensive compared to if there were no tariffs on that particular product. So you get a division between the two sectors of market participants. But as we're talking now, it's more into they think that it will be better for the economy that side. It will be better for the stocks as well. But yeah, I think it's a question of wait and see. If he wins, will we really not get more tariffs, which at the end of the day, indirectly will start biting us? It's going to affect the very same company profits. It's going to affect the very same consumers. But if those tariffs get to be levied and get to be more higher, as we said, that makes all those products coming in there to be a bit higher. We know he's done it before with that trade war that he had with the likes of China. And I think we're not debating whether he was right or wrong. The fact is what ultimately happened. There was a trade war, but the market seems to be excited and preparing themselves for the prospect of Donald coming back.
I certainly wonder how that return of Trump will be, or how it will affect the choice of who the new Fed chair will be, because if Trump is to come back, there'll be a new Fed chair in 2026, but that's not what we'll look into now. That's for us to look into a lot later on. Makwe, I want to come back local for a second. We have the Monetary Policy Committee meeting this week to determine interest rates. There's an expectation that we might not see a rate cut at this point. We might see it after or at the next meeting, which at the next meeting possibly lines up with the first rate cut that we could potentially see out of the US. What are your thoughts and expectations around this week?
I think maybe the MPC needs to be reminded that next week, I mean, that on Thursday is a Mandela Day, you know. So they need to be reminded you know, maybe do something. But yeah, as it stands, looking at the consumer inflation, still at elevated levels, 5.2%. We know they wanted inflation expectations to be anchored around 4.5%. We're still far from that, especially if you look what is happening now lately with the rent, what is happening with oil prices. We know we're more of a net importer, so a weaker rent is not helping, it's more inflationary. And as you rightfully said, you know, that interest rate differential between the rent and the US dollar continues to be very important. So most likely we'll want the US to move first. But Jimmy, remember, we didn't expect the likes of the European Union and the European Central Bank to move before the US moved. But here they are, they did manage to cut. So I'm saying, yeah, chances are, history says, we might not have to move before them, but hey, anything is possible. But the guys in the US, they're very adamant that inflation is very sticky, and we don't have to make a conclusion from one or two readings when it comes to inflation. Funny enough, we saw the inflation going down on the consumer side of things, but the producer inflation went up. And I thought the producer inflation is leading the consumer inflation. If producers start increasing prices, then ultimately they have to pass that over to consumers. But hey, market participants decided to ignore that. But yeah, we expect them not to move come this Thursday.
Marco, you mentioned that obviously the movements on the inflation side of it affect how the rand performs as well. And I want to look at the rand quickly. We are at about 18 rand 20. We came down briefly below that 18 rand level. We couldn't sustain it down there. Is there something that the market is kind of still concerned about, or is it maybe wanting to see an interest rate decision this week before the market moves? What is it going to take to get the market or to get the rand back below 18 rand?
You know, unfortunately, King Dollar continued to stand tall after all these developments, after all this data that we got from the US, increasing bets that the rate cut should be happening in September. And now as well, I body called this with the US dollar standing tall, you know, unfortunately affects the rent. With that poor economic data that we got out of China today, their GDP number missing estimations, we saw their commodity prices going down, and the rent itself is more of a commodity currency. So that as well had an impact. And yes, not forgetting that we still want to see what's going to be happening, especially the statement, you know, not the decision, but what will be the statement coming out of that when it comes to the first conference. That are we going to be able to get any hints that maybe we might get our early Christmas present, that is maybe to get a cut sometime in November when they have their last year for the year?
Hopefully we do get that early Christmas present, but if the Reserve Bank Governor is listening to the show, the words from Makwe Maselela are, do it for Mandela. Thank you so much, Makwe. We'll leave it at that. Makwe Maselela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, on the market movements throughout the day, his thoughts on the MPC, as well as where the Rand could potentially go.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.